that would make an environmentalist go nuts. And it sounds like this. Yep. 54 feet of environment raping seed going crap. That's why I have a hard time supporting Earth Day. I don't want to be perceived a hypocrite. As I sit there with them irreplaceable fossil fuel burning engines belching carcinogens into the air. The propellers sharpened, razor sharp, cutting the shells off 100-year-old turtles as I go by. Manatees gutted and floating belly up as I pass. On top of that, I got a big ball of plutonium in the keel of that thing for stabilization. I mean, run a Geiger counter on the bottom of that. Look at that. That's the bottom of the boat. No, I don't have to worry about the radiation. I got lead-based paint over, but you be careful. If you ever see my boat in dry dock, don't walk underneath it or all your hair will fall out, man. Beautiful teak wood, ripe from the forest of Brazil. Beautiful Danish marble, wrenched from mountains that have been knocked down and defoliated. Beautiful leather seats, skinned from the backs of helpless calves. I can come on. Garbage disposal, spewing half-digested food into the river. Fumes rising noxiously. Hey, how can I? Hot tub that gratuitously uses energy to heat water just so we can soak. A generator that produces enough energy to light the city of Poughkeepsie for 4 days that I use just to run my VCR. That thing out the other day and I couldn't believe it. There I was, guzzling gas. When up ahead I saw a raft. I mean, a stinking raft that somebody'd made out of logs and hand-rolled hemp. I started going around them in circles. I saw they had an Earth Day banner, you know, so I said, hey! What do you people think you are? Blocking the channel in that stinking raft. What are you, Contiki? Get out of here! And I started going around them and around them until my 5-foot wake turned into an 8-foot wake. Yeah. And that raft started coming undone. In you go. Yeah, man. Sweet. And as I blasted off in the distances, they all frantically tried to tread water. I screamed, don't worry, the Blue Plains intake station is just ahead.
Oh no,
please, have you no shame?
Fresh bits and lots.